Now, back to the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and WOBMAM.com.
Tonight's game is presented by Jersey Mike's. Help nourish, help flourish, be a sub above.
Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, Ed Saraluca, along with Zach Collins, back of the studios, and our on-site engineer, Brad Burascano. We welcome you here from Rutgers University in Piscataway, New Jersey, Central Jersey Group 4 final, as Jackson coming back on here for what is a 2nd and 7 to begin the second quarter of play. DeMayo looking inside, and he's got Castanova posted up right at the first down marker at the 39-yard line. That will go as...
They may have to measure this one.
Referee will come over and take a look at it. Maybe worthy of a measurement, and that's exactly what will happen.
I'm going to say he got this one by the nose of the football.
And I'll go against Mr. Williams and say the nose a little short.
Okay. So depends on how big of a nose.
It's like when you guys disagree with one another.
Yeah, it's fun.
Keeps the broadcast interesting.
Yeah, we try to.
And it is a first down by about the length of a football.
By about a yard. I don't think they even needed a measurement for that one.
And we put you down on the field for insight like that.
Well, it's tough here at Rutgers. Tough trying to get, you know, in
stop with the
front
excuses.
Of the ball.
Will you come on?
Hey, they won't let me go past the cheerleaders here.
First and 10 from the Jackson 39-yard line. Clock up and moving. About 15 seconds, work it off in the second quarter. Eye package set up. Eagles showing blitz from their linebackers. Golic reads it, bounces it to the outside, and he will get into Middletown South territory. Tripped up with the Eagle 49-yard line. A gain there of just about 12 before Kevin Higgins can corral him and bring him down.
You know, I will take absolutely nothing away from these two running backs, Golic and Lee. They're stupendous. This Jackson offensive line has been a machine the last month or so. I mean, as a unit working together as well as any I can remember. And the fact that Brody Graham, the tight end, is like having another offensive tackle.
First down and 10. Out of the eye again. Golic will get it. Off tackle right side. Gets to the 46 for a gain of 3. McCarthy there on the stop. That offensive line. 4 seniors, 1 junior being Dylan Smith, Graham the senior tight end, and Kevin, I'll throw in a vote as well for Cole Collins, who's basically another offensive lineman at the fullback spot, 6'2", 225. He's a bruising type player that leads the way for a lot of those I formation runs.
By the way, Collins the fullback, you know how many carries he has this season?
You tell me.
2.
Wow.
That's probably 2 more than he was promised before the year started. I said again, Collins sets himself as the fullback. Outside swing pass to Castanova. And he will work his way inside the 45 to the 42-yard line. Couple yards shy, 3 yards shy of a first down.
And I asked you that, Matt, just to make a point and back up what you said. It's just another blocker. So, you know, you put Graham on a side to make that the power side. And as Ed said, sometimes they'll make it the unbalanced side, then lead Collins up. Man, that's a lot of beef for these running backs, and there have been holes all season long. These guys like Collins and Graham, yeoman's work in the trenches.
And unheralded.
Yep.
Trying to be rewarded with the ultimate payoff, a state championship at the end of the year. 3rd and 3. DeMayo, little play action left, in trouble. Now going to stop and throw it away. Had pressure and didn't have anybody open. Will release it and set up a 4th down situation. Jackson, maybe think about going for it here.
Well, I think that's why they threw it on 3rd down, but now they're going to punt it away. Punt team on the field. Thing I like so far in this game is that DeMayo has not had any problems throwing the ball. That one was a little wild, but I think he was a misread with his receiver. But he is throwing perfect spirals tonight in this treacherous weather.
Peerless back deep, awaiting the punt of Calhoun. Here comes some pressure. Calhoun doesn't rugby style at this time. Peerless fields it at the 15-yard line. No fair catch. Gets to the 20, out to the 22-yard line. before being chipped up there by Zach Lubertazzi. Running down and covering the kicks. Lubertazzi, number 34, guy who's seen some more time as the year has gone on, just a sophomore.
Tonight's game brought to you in part by the Matthew J. Morahan Assessment Center for Athletes. Part of Barnabas Health. Life is better. Healthy. Barnabas Health will be back as our presenting sponsor of the 31st annual WOBM Christmas Classic Basketball Tournament. Starts 2 weeks from today, fellas.
Who would have thought? You ready?
We're getting there.
December 20th, another full slate of 16 teams on either side. Here's the give to Rogers. He'll stretch it out off onto the left side, get to the 25-yard line, gain of two. Collins there to make the tackle. And you think about, and you mentioned, Kevin, the numbers for Zach Tetreault. Listed at over 100 tackles coming in. Golic over 100 tackles coming in. And Collins, 97. You've got three guys with close to or right at 100 tackles on the year. Blitz coming. Collins goes away from it. And Rogers will get the carry, working his way close to the 28-yard line. Adante Davis will make that stop. You'd be hard-pressed to find a team that, since a loss, has played better than Jackson.
Just tremendous. A juggernaut right now.
Had that thrilling overtime win in the last week of the regular season against Red Bank Catholic to end their run 33-27. A team playing with confidence. Mascara play action. Rolling, throwing, heaves it up, and throws it away. Pat Crow, the nearest intended target. Castronova was there on the coverage for the Jags. Ed?
Well, Brody Graham with the pressure that time put his helmet right between the 1 and the 7 of Mascara, and Mascara feeling that a little shook. He's got to get himself ready because he's got to punt this one away right here.
Yeah, he took a big-time hit, as you said, Ed. Now, he is punting with the wind here. Should get away a pretty good punt. He's a very good one.
High snap, able to pull it down.
And basically misses it.
But kicked it quick, worried about pressure. And it will roll on the Jackson side of the 50-yard line, the plus side, and go down to the 47-yard line.
It's about a 23-yard punt.
It was Vinny Lee who applied the pressure, guys. So he does it offensively and defensively on the punt block team.
Set up with a high snap.
I'm not so sure part of that was not Mascara still trying to get the cobwebs out.
Totally agree. He's still, as they're looking at him on the sideline right now.
Here's the Jackson offense back on. An opportunity to make another statement. Leading 14-3, 8:44 to go in the second quarter. I formation look, split receiver. DeMeo, play action, keeps his backs in the block. Rolls right, throws, wanted Curette. And good coverage down the field. Step for step, Rob Hulse, number 7, the corner. There to make the defensive play, set up a 2nd and 10.
Well, Hulse followed him all the way across the field. Lined up at the right side corner, followed him all the way across to the opposite hash, and did a great job defensively on that one.
Jags will break here with Castronova and Johnson splitting and a slot receiver combo to the left side of the set. Graham, the tight end, off on the right side. Under center, DeMeo will give it to Vinny Lee. Stopped at the line, tries to bounce to the outside. Will get a yard to the 46-yard line before Dylan Rogers will make the tackle.
Corey Lavin is the offensive coordinator for the Jags, a former Jackson quarterback. They've averaged 36.5 points per game.
Should be very proud of what he's done with Joe DeMeo, that's for sure.
Now,
under his tutelage, he has had a tremendous year. A very underrated quarterback in a short conference loaded with outstanding quarterbacks.
Third down and 9. Opportunity for him to shine perhaps here. 4 wide receiver set, 3 right, 1 left. Here comes the blitz. DeMeo hangs in, throws down the near sideline, wanting Castronova, and threw it into good coverage applied by Hulse. Castronova became more of a defensive back to knock it away, or could have likely been an interception. It'll set up now 4th down and 9. And Jackson squandering what was good starting field position. They'll have to punt it away.
Yeah, I think they're probably a little disappointed about not taking better advantage of that field position there.
Calhoun. Two incompletes on that one run. Three and out.
Calhoun to punt. Peerless back deep. Another end-over-end kick. Bouncing at the 26. Rolling down inside the 20. And stopping around the 17-yard line where it'll be first and 10 for Middletown South. 7:34 rather remaining in the second quarter. And the Jags leading by a score of 14-3.
Glad you're joining us on what will be our final football broadcast of the season. The season ending tomorrow night. The last game played in New Jersey of the 24 state sectional championship games will feature Red Bank Catholic Ellendale Barton for the non-public Group 3 championship at MetLife Stadium. Both the Giants and Jets off this Sunday, so they stayed able to use that facility.
Three receiver set for Mascara, who operates from the pistol, has Rogers behind him. The give will be to the junior tailback up the middle and works his way forward. Stopped just shy of the 20-yard line for about a 2-yard pickup. At the 19, they'll spot it and set up second and 8.
Assuming all games go on as scheduled, MetLife will have hosted 10 games this weekend. 2 Friday night, 4 today, and 4 tomorrow. It's a lot of football at MetLife Stadium.
Split receiver set again up the middle. The Eagles will keep it with Rogers, who'll get to the 22. And that's a gain of 2.5. Third down and about 6 coming up. Davis will make the tackle for Jackson. Clock continuing to move. 6:45 now in the second quarter. Jackson scored early. Their opening drive, and then after a quick turnover on the ensuing kickoff, to go up 14-0, Eagles have answered with a field goal. Pressure coming on Mascara. He'll let it go off to his left. Ball was caught. Immediate coverage by Castanova, who will make the tackle on Peerless. And that will set up a fourth down and 2, and Middletown South will have to punt it away.
Boy, a lot of pressure on Mascara again.
Brody Graham again, yep. Kevin.
Rolling to his left also, yep. An awful lot tonight. He's a right-handed quarterback and was lucky to get that one away. But again, we'll punt from about his own 11 or 12-yard line, and the Jags should get good field position.
Mascara with another short kick. Bouncing here around midfield. Castanova tried to field it, and it almost went up over the top of him, but was able to fall on it at the 50-yard line, where Middletown South will go on defense, and the Jags will bring the offense back on. So, Kevin, the last two drives, they started one at the Eagle 47, and now starting at midfield. Jackson, after that quick start, I will credit Middletown South a lot. They've been able to slow this Jackson offense down considerably.
Yeah, and I'm wondering, is there any chance that somebody got a piece of that ball?
No, I don't think so,
You don't
Kev.
Think so? Because I Mascara think came off the sidelines, and it looked like he was pointing at somebody like
I think he wants better blocking because Vinny Lee was in on him again that time.
Trips this time off to the left side of the formation. Castanova, little swing pass to the outside. That bubble screen set up, and Castanova will get good solid yardage on first down, enough for a first down to the 36-yard line for a gain of 14. Nolan Peerless will make the stop.
Nice first down play, the quick hitch to Castanova, and you just sort of let his speed and athletic ability make the play, and he surely did for a first down.
Very active tonight, Castanova, on both sides of the football, offensively and defensively.
Jackson with a new set of downs to work with on first and 10. Receivers either way for DeMeo. He'll operate out of that pistol set. He'll keep it on the zone read coming left. Stiff arm one and ridden out of bounds by Rogers, who will make the tackle. Down close to the 31-yard line. That's a gain of close to 5 to set up second and 5.
Great fake on the zone read, Matt. He had me fooled. I thought Golic had the ball, and DeMeo came out on the corner. Good job by Cole Rogers to close it, to hold it to only a 5-yard gain.
5:39, clock stopped here in the second quarter. Is that last play out of bounds? Castanova and Johnson going Top side right. Here's the give for Golic off the right side. Runs through a couple of tacklers. Keeps the legs moving. Gets to the 25-yard line for a gain of six. That's enough for the first down. Kevin, I've told you Mike Golic was 5'8", about 140 pounds, and absorbs the amount of hits that he does. You'd think that he would be beaten and battered, but boy, does he deliver a lot of blows running offensively.
Well, and you know, you made a great point, Matt. He's also got 100 tackles on the defensive side of the ball. He doesn't shy away from contact.
Yeah, he runs like he's 6'2", 220.
Exactly.
Plain and simple. And, you know, just stays, keeps himself healthy as a timeout is called.
Timeout has been taken. We'll keep it here with 5:10 to go. Jackson leading Middletown South by a score of 14-3, late second quarter.
Mulberry Street on Brick Boulevard in Brick is one of New Jersey's finest Italian specialty food centers and your one stop for all your tailgating needs. Of course, don't forget, with Christmas coming up, Mulberry Street. My goodness, couldn't be much better. Visit mulberrystreet.net. Colasurdo family, they'll be helping us out, taking care of us for dinner one night during the WOBM Classic. Matt, I concentrate on all the little things. I'll make sure we have the finest in
cuisine,
lunch and dinner from a variety of places, including our friends from Jersey Mike's. And
the game has always been one thing, but it's the food that has really set the Christmas Classic apart from the other tournaments.
No question about it. Anyone can play basketball.
Breaking from the timeout now. Trips this time off on the left side of the formation. Johnson, Curet, and Castronova. Tight end right. Golic in as the single back. He will get it. Make a tackler miss in the backfield. Cut between the near side hash mark, the numbers, and get to the 22-yard line. That's a gain of three. Rogers and Grant combining on the tackle.
Very rarely does Golic take a loss. Even when the play looks like it's blown up, like it did that time, lowers his head, fights through, picks up 3 yards.
Second down and seven, 4:35 and rolling here in the second quarter. Jags trying to get back on the scoreboard as Graham will come out of the backfield, go tight end to the right. Golic will have it off on the right side, get to the 20-yard line. Strange play there, Ed. Half of the Jackson offense move and half didn't.
Same thing, Matt. Early snap. DeMeo luckily did not fumble that. He was not expecting that. And Corey Lavin screaming from the sideline at the offensive center. Got to pay a little bit more attention to the snap count.
That's Ryan Frazier, 6 foot, 250-pound senior, who's done a terrific job all season long.
Of course, you could yell at him when he's about 25 yards away, okay? Can't come back at you there.
Jackson now with a third down and five. 3:40 to go in the second quarter, leading by 11. Play action for DeMeo. Here comes pressure. Throws it in the flat. Has a man, Castronova. He will haul it in and get the Jags a first down to the 13-yard line.
Boy, Castronova ran a great route there as he went down and turned, and when he saw the quarterback moving a little bit, he came back towards the ball, knew exactly where he had to be to get the first down, and that's what he did. First and 10, Jackson at the 13-yard line with 3.5 minutes left in the opening half, and the Jaguars leading it 14-3.
Johnson will go right side, Castronova coming near sideline left. Tight ends either way. Collins will line up tight end right, Graham tight end left. Here's the fake, and DeMeo will keep it inside the 10, inside the 5, touchdown! Great zone read set up by Joe DeMeo. He and Golic faking Middletown South out of their shoes, and Golic will be the fake man this time. The touchdown, 13 yards out from Joe DeMeo.
A terrific job of hiding the ball. Half the Middletown South defenders had no idea. DeMeo had it well after he had turned the corner. It allowed him then to do a little bit, as you said, his zone read and then find the seam, and he headed right into the end zone untouched.
Yeah, it's really the first time tonight that zone read has worked for DeMeo, and he ran it beautifully.
Calhoun on for his third extra point. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up. And it is good. 3:21 to go in the opening half. Jackson 21, Middletown South 3. We step out for 30 seconds. Back with more high school football. The Central Jersey Group 4 Final and our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
Now back to the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310. And WOBMAM.com.
We welcome you back here from High Point Solutions Stadium, Rutgers University in Piscataway, New Jersey, for the Central Jersey Group 4 Final. Matt Horman, Kevin Williams, Ed Sarluka enjoying this one so far. It's been pretty much a Jackson-dominated game as the Jags lead it by a score of 21-3 as we move into the late part here of the first half, 3:21 to go in the second quarter. Cole Rogers back deep, Joe Timmons back deep. Awaiting the kick, falls off the tee for Jared Calhoun.
It's been business as usual for Jackson. Nothing fancy. Same plays we've seen for the last, for all season, and especially the last 6 weeks. Business as usual for the Jags.
Calhoun will approach out of the hold this time of one of his return men. This will bounce to the 21-yard line, picked up there by Timmons. Staying on the far side, hash mark, and out over the 35. Good return. Gets close to the 38-yard line. Is where the football will be spotted by the referee. 18 yards on the
return. Again, that ball bounced between the second and third line. It almost cost the Eagles, but luckily it took a high bounce, and he was able to handle it. But they've got to adjust when they're kicking into the wind.
Three wide receiver set, two right, one left for Mascara. It'll be Rogers to get the give over the 40, stretching to the 42-yard line. Collins will make the tackle. Gain of three to set up second and seven.
What would worry me, Matt and Kevin, is that after some early first period success with the run game, the Jags have shut down Cole Rogers and the running game, and they are unable to pick up much positive yards on those carries from Cole Rogers.
Second down and seven after the three-yard pickup. Mascara gets it, wants to set up throwback screen. It's deflected down and then almost intercepted. I think it was Tetro who got his hand on it, and then Capilla had a chance to grab it. It'll go incomplete. Middletown South with a player down as well.
That's Thomas Lopez, their junior offensive tackle.
Yeah, that time it was Tetro and Graham. How would you like to have those two in your face as you try to throw a screen pass?
Well, he's better get used to it because they've been there most of the night. They're going to keep coming, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's blocking Brody Graham from that defensive end yet tonight. Yeah,
he's been tremendous. By the way, Rumson has increased its lead over Delaware Valley to 14-0 late in the second quarter in the Central Jersey Group 2 final at Kane University. So the Bulldogs well on their way to a second straight sectional title.
Great weekend for the Shore football. Something to be proud of.
Good news, Lopez is up and walking off the field under his own power. 6'6", 280-pound junior. I will tell you, just based on players back next year, to me it looks like Middletown South will be poised to make a championship run again next year for sure.
One would think they'll have a good set of their skill guys back, replace a couple of guys up front.
No, but they'll have Lopez, who's the big tackle back, and they'll also have their center. Joey Rutkowski is back. As you said, and then Coffey and Peerless, their two leading receivers are both back. But, of course, for right now, the Eagles are worried about tonight, not next year.
Third and seven. Mascara, under pressure, rolling left, eludes Towns, looking to get the first down, steps out of bounds. Good speed by Matt Mascara, reverse pivot out, and was able to get past Tyler Towns, who's a pretty fast defensive end. Mascara threw it into an extra gear and will get the Eagles a much-needed first down.
Yeah, Towns took that one false step inside, Matt, and that was enough for Mascara to get outside of him and pick up a good first down.
He's also had trouble with the center snaps, have been a little low. Got to be careful here for the Eagles.
Two back set, offset to the left. Rodgers will get it and again pound away at the Jackson defense inside the 45, down close to the 43-yard line. Coming up on 2 minutes remaining in the second quarter. Jackson 21, Middletown South 3.
Like to see the Eagles play this with a little sense of urgency here as we approach the two-minute mark. They need points.
Still with three timeouts left. I think Jackson's going to use one here. They do.
They will take a timeout with 2:02 to go. We'll step out real quick as well. Jackson 21, Middletown South 3. We're out for 30 seconds. Back with more high school football and the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
Your home for high school football. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
Second down and 7, back off the timeout. Eagles looking to throw. Ball deflected up in the air again and then knocked down by Joey Rutkowski, the center. Austin Ostrander got his hands on it. And a couple of times now we've seen those passes deflected down. That's the one perhaps negative to the game of Mascara, Kevin, is he's only 5'9", which means he's probably about 5'7". He's having a hard time getting it over some of the taller guys for this Jackson front four.
Boy, and it seems like he's throwing a lot of times while he's backpedaling, Matt, trying to avoid the pressure.
Empty backfield sent, three receivers right. Mascara thought throwback for a second, now going to continue his roll right. Stop and throw down the field, intercepted, picked off by Castronova. There are flags that are out. Mascara got drilled out of bounds, which I think will be a roughing the passer call.
Now, I think he was over the line of scrimmage, Matt. I think that's the call.
No, it's pretty close. The line of scrimmage was the 43.
Let's see what he says.
Roughing the passer was the call. 15-yard penalty. I think he threw it just at the line of scrimmage.
It was very interesting. The referee ran down 20 yards downfield to make the call. Usually, if it's a roughing the passer where the play is coming back, he'll make them come back to him. Now he's discussing it with one of the other officials.
Well, they have it up on the replay board right now. I will say that Middletown South got lucky. There should have been an illegal block into the back of Tyler Towns,
right,
which was completely missed.
Yep.
But Mascara was hit in the after he'd released the football. There's the illegal block. We're watching it on the replay board. And he releases the ball and then hit up near the head, but not anything too dangerous.
Castronova did intercept it, but, of course, it will not count.
Jerry Picazio is the referee and the crew chief.
1:43 to go. So with that play, Middletown South keeps their drive alive, gets a first down, and has it first and 10 from the Jackson 28-yard line.
Low snap.
Rodgers gets it. Little delay, draw play up the middle. Fumbles the football. It is loose still. Jackson, I believe, gets it back. Joe DeMeo able to fall on it around the 30-yard line. Rodgers lost the ball, popped out pretty hard, and DeMeo, the quarterback, comes through with a fumble recovery.
Well, the penalty wiped out the one turnover, but on the next play, the Jaguars capitalize on another chance as the ball, as you said, lays on the carpet. DeMeo, Johnny on the spot, or I guess Joey on the spot, recovers it, and Jackson will get the ball back with a minute and 33 left. And let's see if they just kind of run the clock here and head into the tunnel happily with a 21-3 lead.
1:33 to go. They'll have it at their own 29-yard line, leading 21-3. Middletown South will get the second half kickoff. Linebackers marching up. Eagles showing blitz. Here's the give to Lee. Dropped in the backfield for a half-yard loss. Or right back to the line of scrimmage. Dylan Rodgers making the tackle.
Where Rodgers, by the way, just a junior. He'll be back as well next year. Three of the four linebackers, McCarthy, Rodgers, and Higgins, all underclassmen. McCarthy and Higgins just sophomores.
Sergio Garcia Gonzalez, the one lone senior. Jackson taking their time coming out. We're inside of a minute to go. Receivers either way. Graham the tight end, part of a two tight end set. One either side. The give is to Golic off on the right. And nothing easy with Golic running out to the 37-yard line. They'll get about eight. Peerless and Rogers combine on the tackle. Bring up third down and two.
I think Jackson is just content here. They didn't go in victory formation, but they're really not rushing here as we approach the 28-second mark.
Golic and Graham both in the backfield. Now Graham coming tight end left. Golic will get it, looking to stretch things out, coming left, able to get the corner, keep his feet, step out of bounds in Eagle territory at the Middletown South 48-yard line with 11 seconds to go.
I keep giving it to Golic and really?
Hope that he can spring something. You've got time for two plays, I think. You could run something towards the sideline and look for a 10-yard out and then maybe throw it towards the end zone.
Could you try a screen play here and maybe get one of the backs at open space, just hope to make a play?
You could.
Doesn't look like they're set up that way.
It'll go trips this time off to the right. Lee joining Curette off on that side. And Johnson cashing over the single man to the left. Going down the seam. He's got a man. Lee is open. Popped the football out with a big hit and an interception. Running back the other way is McCarthy. He'll get tackled as time expires. Big time hit delivered, jarring the ball loose from Vinny Lee. McCarthy with the interception.
Matt, I got Steve here. Steve, you took an early 1-2 punch there, but then played some solid football the rest.
We're trying. They're tough, man. They're physical up front, man. We knew they were. You know, we got to play better. We got to be better in the second half.
Thanks a lot. Good luck.
You got it. Thanks.
Max Imsho delivered the hit and then the interception for James McCarthy, his second takeaway of the year.
That, by the way, Steve Antonucci, the Middletown South coach who Ed grabbed just as he was heading off the field into the locker room, and clearly he'll need those 15 minutes to try and make some adjustments.
Absolutely. 21-3 is our score. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll go back down to the field. Ed will talk things over with Scott Stump from the Shore Sports Network. They'll head for some dry ground, break this game down, talk about all of the other state finals that have either taken place or, in Rumson's case, taking place tonight, or in RBC's case, taking place tomorrow night. We'll do a little bit of everything with Jackson up 21-3, the Central Jersey Group 4 final. We're back in 2 minutes with more of the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.